Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Wait, what? Really? Okay.
Okay, with your host, Lauren Weissman.
This is a fully licensed theme song for the show about stuff that makes you say, Wait, what? Really? Okay.
Okay.
This is Lauren Weissman, and you're listening to, if you listen to it, the brand messaging and optics podcast called Wait What Really Okay. This episode is titled More Coaches on the Sideline Than Players on the Field. And while it digs in a little bit into your business coach, your growth coach, your life coach, your success coach, and whatever kind of coaching certification program, it's not all about negative here. Yet first off, there are some good coaches out there. They're authentic. They have the experience. They have the authority, they have the knowledge to be able to teach, to be able to coach. They've been through an array of different businesses or situations, and they can serve. Unfortunately, this part of coaching ends up being the minimum in where we are today in 2022. In the last number of years, and it's been going on beyond that, but we've seen this new influx. It's, I've lost my job, I want to do something different, I want to teach, I want to coach. And yet, before they played on the field, before they experienced, before they learned, before they were educated, many have come into a place where they claim to know it all and be able to teach it all. That's where it gets dangerous. So in this fast track episode, going to run into the good, the bad, the ugly, the dangers, aspects about proving and due diligence, and even a message to some of the authentic coaches, as well as the warnings and baseline red flags to look out for if coaching is where you want it to go. Now, me personally, I'm not the biggest fan of coaches as a whole. I like strategists. I know some people see it semantic, and it's not just because I am a strategist, but I like front to back. It's a plan. This is what you're going to be educated on. This is what you have the opportunity to learn about. This is where it comes together. This is how it lays into the fold. Many times I've seen, and I've heard from clients as well as friends, they tied into situations with coaches and they felt ripped off. Now, unfortunately, many of those situations, they did that to themselves with the lack of vetting, with the lack of due diligence, not looking into and not raising the red flags, put them inside of contracts that were way too long and there was nothing they could do about them. I had one person send me a contract. They said, how do I get out of this? This is an awful coach. This is an awful situation. What I'm getting is terrible. And what they had signed into, there was no way for them to get out. The accountability and the liability was set up perfectly by this particular coach. It allowed them to, you know, for lack of a better word, get away with murder and get away with that for 12 months. So this individual had to pay for 12 months. And even as they finally said, look, I don't even want to be on the phone with you, they still had to legally pay. And that is a story that is harmonized a lot. There are a lot of people out there that are incredibly unhappy with the situation that they got themselves into. But there's also that element of the accountability of, if you're not looking into this and you're not taking care of this, and you're not digging a little deeper, you end up becoming part of the problem that has been created, you know, for you, but also by you. So in first, in the proving, because so many are out there pushing the coaching, and there are many models, and these models range from the superstar celebrities down to the celebrity courses. Not going to go too far into, you know, what could be perceived as defamation of character, so I'm not going to name them out, but I'm sure you've seen them in your Facebook feed. I'm sure you've seen them in an Instagram feed. Become a life coach. Become a success coach. Become a growth coach. And what's a little bit unfortunate is in those ads, you don't have to have any experience at all to be able to lead people to success. Are you sure? Can somebody really become an expert in anything in 5 weeks, in 10 weeks, in 40 hours? And from there, is it really fair, honorable, ethical, moral to state that? Furthermore, would these particular coaches go out and openly and transparently say, I took this 4-week course, or I took this 40-hour course. I went into this hotel and, you know, started on a Monday, finished on a Friday, and now I can help you with your business, and you have to sign up with me for 6, 9, or 12 months now. That to me is just immoral, and the ethical boundaries there, they're a little off to me. But again, who am I to judge? People want to put that thing out there. There are many coaches out there that are stating, I can help your business regardless of the business, regardless of where you're at. And yet, as you look into this individual, they've never even helped themselves. We are coming into a time, and many of these people are younger. They've had limited to no experience. Yet they feel, once they've kind of, for lack of a better word, drank the Kool-Aid, they have all the answers for everybody. So it's something to look into. It's something to look into the background. What course did they take? Now, to be clear, the differential or the differences, better yet, in correct English, on, let's say, a John Maxwell course. And not digging into this and not bashing Maxwell in any way, shape, or form. If there was somebody that was 50 years old and they've been through a series of different businesses at all levels, and they decided, I want to go into coaching. And they use the Maxwell model to hone in the concepts about coaching, but in that, using their ability, their experience, their education, their intelligence, the array of their life to use that course to get that certification, that might be somebody that could be helpful. Here's the problem, though. On the other side of that, you have an individual who maybe is 18, 19, 20 years old. Maybe they just got out of college. Maybe they're still working a day job at Subway, and I'm not knocking Subway. But now they take the exact same course, get the exact same certification, use many of the exact same marketing tactics, and are claiming to have the exact same expertise. That can be a little dangerous. Yes, younger people can have experience. However, in this coaching realm, is that really moral and ethical? The base of things to me comes down to the profiting at the expense of no one. I believe all businesses, and it's one of the foundations of the Fish Stewarding Group, that you can profit from working with someone, they can profit from working with you, and it's not something where it's let's get as many clients and as many dollars through the door, where someone ends up being hurt. If you are not, as a coach, if you are not strong enough in your experiences, in an array of experiences, coaching might not be the best place to be. You want to do that a little bit on the side? Maybe ethically that works for you. And that can work for you. I think it's a little scary when people just decide, okay, I've had one linear experience, or I'm ready to be a coach because I want to be a coach. I couldn't be a coach for the New England Patriots. I'm no Bill Belichick. I played football in junior high. So where do I have the right to all of a sudden later on, because I think I'd be a great coach, to jump in? The same thing goes with business. The same thing goes, I mean, the motivation elements scare me a bit too. And this business motivation thing. I said a couple of years back, if you need to hire someone to speak to you once a week or more than once a week to inspire you and motivate you to go after your dream, maybe you have the wrong dream. Just saying. Now, going a little bit deeper, look into the background of these individuals. Look into the courses. They say they're certified. Where are they certified from? And understand that many of these certifications come down to a passing situation as long as this coach paid for it. They're clean and clear. Many of them are not graded or in that grading structure. Hey, if they paid for it, they're going to get the certificate. It's included in the program. So looking into that might be a good idea. Also, look into the materials that they are trying to market to you or lure you in with. Many of these programs, not all, put a focus of about 80-20 on the marketing, on here's how to get clients. You've probably seen it all over social media. Here's how to get clients. Here's how to convince. Here's how to negotiate. Interesting in that it never seems to come back to, let's base on your authenticity, your authority, your education, your experience. Oftentimes, it turns into tactics that look like fluff, that also look false. I was sitting at a Starbucks the other day in Winter Garden, Florida, and there was a coach speaking to another coach and coaching them on how to be a coach. And part of the discussion was how to write a book so that you can attract more clients. So in a sense, it wasn't really the authenticity of a book. It was this. And then there was the explanation of here's how you can use these models that are out there. And there's some pretty crazy models where 90% of the book can be written for you. You tap a cover on, you put your name, you change a couple headers, and boom, you have a coaching book. Please look this up online if you don't choose to believe me. Many of these books are used by many coaches, from health to life coaching to business. And it's the regurgitation of existing authority to attempt to give off the appearance of this individual's authority. And that becomes another part of looking in and proving themselves. Is this particular coach that you're thinking about connecting with, are they only sharing other people's authority, other people's quotes, other people's books, other people's videos? Are they just pretty much vamping out a message of somebody else's authority to try to garner popularity and a false authority on their own? I believe a coach, if that's the route that you want to go, that can organically, authentically, and authoritatively help you, will be able to have plenty of content to share with you. And this ties into the whole bait and switch and the hook of, well, I got plenty to share with you, but it's as soon as you sign up for my course, or as soon as you sign up for our sessions, I'll give you that stuff. For where I stand, and I won't apologize for it, if an individual coach does not have enough authenticity, experience, or authority to be able to share on a daily basis, maybe 3 times a week or 2 times a week online through either their own quotes, blogs, videos, audios, their authenticity and their authority on a regular basis, excuse me, maybe there's someone you might want to put a red flag up with. This is all part of my secret. There are no secrets online. Somebody shared it online. It's no longer a secret. And oftentimes when they're sharing other people's stuff, so great, it's regurgitating and not saying that other people's methods are wrong. However, where is the authority, the authenticity, and the engagement of that individual? If that's not coming through, then maybe that's not someone to necessarily follow through with. These courses can be store-bought. Some of these coaches that will draw you in through a course, they're pre-done. Fill out this, do that. Look it up. Life coaching courses to buy. How do I write a book? Can you write a book for me? Many of these things are out there and they're being used to market a false authority, a fake authenticity to draw someone in. And then again, people are using other people's quotes, then putting their logos and their names down in the corner going, I love this quote. You should absolutely apply this. Now, it's not saying that other people's authority is a bad thing, but if all they're doing, if everything is based on the authority, intelligence, and experience of others, then where does this person have authority, intelligence, or experience? Check also for the real reviews. Many of the coaching websites will be set up to have, Jim F., Alex J., John W. Greatest thing. I'm so glad I did the year program. Do these people actually exist? Were they purchased reviews? Or, better yet, were these reviews or testimonials even real people? Ask that coach. Who can I talk to? Who can I talk to that's in a similar situation with me? You know, if they've, maybe they've coached a millionaire that was able to, that had a great deal of popularity, a great deal of authority. Do they know how to work with someone like you if you're not a millionaire and don't have a great deal of popularity? This also goes into looking into the contracts. Are you being forced into a situation where you're committing for a year? And what is inside the accountability of that contract? Now, yes, coaching is a vague thing, but a statement of work and an understanding of when things or if things are off that both of you, both parties, are able to separate honorably, that can be a beautiful thing. It's an honorable thing. It's ethical. If they're just sitting there trying to dial it in and dial it up, that can be dangerous. There are also background check sites you can look into. See where these people are. Many of these coaching formats will use other names. They'll revamp the title of their, you know, whatever their coaching product is. So once too many complaints come in a certain way, they can just, in a sense, rebrand themselves. So look a little bit deeper. They might not necessarily be on the Better Business Bureau, but there you can look up right now, reputation management sites, background check sites, Secretary of State sites. Ensure that these people are legitimate. Is this thing set up correctly? Or are they just following through the, I'm just trying to get as quick as I can, quick and dirty, and get you in and get you locked in? Many of these false hype and template things, they end up hurting and harming these individuals. So in that too, explain that you'd like to know, what is your, you know, what is your outlook? What will we be doing on a regular basis? What am I responsible for? What are you responsible for? If it all comes back to motivation and inspiration, that can be a dangerous place to live in. So the point being here and looking through, that is checking into them. That is taking the time to see if this is something worthwhile. And also, as you look at this, yes, maybe you want motivation, maybe you want inspiration, but is it the time for a coach for you right now? Or is it better inside of whatever your product, your service, to find maybe a more legitimate course or a legitimate course of action to garner and gain the intelligence? Are you receiving a clear invoice? Are you receiving a statement of work? Is it clearly stated, these are the things that are going to be covered? Now, it's not that and many of these coaches will go, well, I can't promise your success. It's interesting because in their marketing, they will. Yet when you ask these questions, they immediately say they can't. And no, they can't. No coach can. However, you can get a sense, a tone, and a sense of the temperature of what they're going to do. And if they can't do that, that might be another red flag to look into and to consider. And to the coaches, actually, right before we get to the coaches, let's wrap up here for looking for coaches. If coaching is what you're going after, if that's where you're drawn to, vet, double check. Practice your due diligence. Look at the website. Look at some background checking. Consider looking into testimonials beyond what they've written on their site. Look for places where you can find authentic information, seeds that may be able to help you on your journey, and not just a series of people talking about hype and marketing or false numbers, false percentages, what you need to do, what you're supposed to do. Let it be an authentic, personal, and individualized path for you. And if you find that, that may be where you want to be. Now, some people, they might want to go the lower rate. But is that lower rate really where you want to spend? Or are those individuals just going after bottom feeders? Also, inside of this, do you get the sense, as you look this up, that this coach is being as transparent with you as they are with themselves? That's the biggest problem I have with the communication inside of business. That many people marketing right now will use marketing techniques they would never confess to and never admit to. And yet they're comfortable doing that to get clients. Did they buy a 90% written book to try to draw you in? Did they buy a book or write a book specifically for clients and not for any other reason? Fine. If that's your motive, at least admit it. Look for the transparency and the authenticity. Look for that ability. Are they profiting at the expense of no one? Yes, they should gain, as you should as well. This is one of the biggest scam fields. Now, in shifting tactic here, as you've done your due diligence, as you've checked into things, as you've looked a little bit deeper, Better Business Bureau, Google Business, look into seeing the themes. Has this individual been involved with a truckload of businesses in a very short amount of time? They might be moving toward coaching out of fear and not out of love and not out of having something for you. So to those that feel coaching is where they want to be, dig deep, dive down, look for the authenticity, the authority, the experience, look for the truth, not a truth, look for something beyond the hype. If it's all marketing fodder to draw you in to sign up to pay immediately and you're not getting a sense on the front side, maybe that's something to red flag. Now, lastly, to the coaches, and this specifically to the authentic coaches, to the coaches that have experience, to the coaches that have been through an array of business of the world, consider everything I've spoken about for the last 20 minutes. There are so many people, and there are many more of them, that are not true. They're scamming people. They're drawing people in. Consider the perception of the individual audience that you're going after with your business and consider what they're experiencing. The yell, tell, sell of many of these false coaches, fake profit kind of vibe, just pushing to get the dollar. With your perception and your humility of that, that may help you set up the ability to come off and differentiate yourself without saying, oh, they're crap. You'll be able to share with them what you feel, how you feel, why you are different without saying, I'm different, I'm innovative, I'm unique. Here are a couple core tips. Make no claims. One of the areas where coaches are getting buried are in the claims. If you make a claim, you are hurting yourself on social media now with the algorithm. You're hurting yourself online with your website. The subjective, I feel if, you may experience, I like to do this because, is a lot more powerful and a lot more honorable and a lot more humble than making promises you can't guarantee. And it's in that subjectivity, in that opinion, that can help to differentiate you from all these other people promising. When you have those reviews, point the review back to an individual. Or if there's someone, you know, that doesn't want to necessarily have their name online, ask them to, can you be a calling point? Can they email you? Elements like that. Also, it's fine to share somebody else's quote and somebody else's authority, but consider as you're adding to that, sharing why you like that quote, why you like that post, that video. Showcase the authenticity, experience, and authority that you have. If you're using other people's content, comment authentically and let that only be a small percentage. Understand and consider the tone and the temperature and the optic that you're in right now. The majority of your field is false. So as you, to the authentic coach being true, consider that, receive that perception and market off of that perception. Make the statement, don't go bashing. It's not really going to help you to sit here and go, these people suck. But to turn around and ask people, have you considered this? When you're looking for a coach, you can add elements of telling them what you think looking for a coach looks like to you. Could be elements that are included in this podcast. In your humble authenticity, in the authority and the experience that you have, consider moving in a way that moves from hype and moves to substance Bring them pieces of intelligence. Don't say, hey, crazy tip or best secret or this or that. Draw them in. Let your knowledge plant seeds across social and across your website. Let the marketing come second, because a lot of the core marketing in your intelligence and in your authority will market you better than hyping. Oh, I've got this super special June special. Great. That can come off, well, one, redundant and copying, because a lot of people are doing that. Second off, it can come off, you know, threatening. I got to do this now. Move away from the fear. Stay in the set of the love. Set the direction. If you don't have a statement of work, begin to put one together. If you don't have a crystal clear invoice, put one together. Set up the accountability. Consider setting up elements where you can talk with someone a couple times that they don't have to lock into some long-term contract, so they can build that security and stability through trust earned and not saying, trust me. Take the time to consider the audience that's reaching out, that you're reaching out to. And at the same time, considering all the people that are reaching out to that audience. In that differentiation, in that humility, in highlighting your authentic authority, that could be, may be, and possibly is better than all the false hype. And at the same time, it's not competing. If someone's going to immediately buy into the hype guy, buy into the person with no experience, why try to waste your time with them? If they're easily convinced to go that other direction, move on. Take the time to message elsewhere. Take the time, again, message in subjectivity and humility. Don't make the guarantees. Don't make the claims. Share with authentic, true love, not fear, not hype, not guilt, not pressure. And in those sharing moments, from quotes to videos to audios, to the elements of what you have on your website, get that FAQ on there. What are the questions that people ask the most? Pop it into an FAQ. Now you're addressing them. Showcase your transparency to open the doors to that much more of a better opportunity to connect with the type of people that want to connect with you. I wish you all the best. Have a great day. Have a great night. Have a great morning. This is Loren Wiseman. This was the Wait What Really Okay Brand Messaging and Optics Podcast. And that's it. Bye.
Wait What Really Okay.